gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Hello. For tuning in. Today's special guest is the funny, the beautiful, the talented Miss Dina Jacobs. Dina is best known as Kim Kardashian's number one hater, exploded all over the web with her uncensored rant on Kim K stealing the black woman's shine. You know how Kim K is, y'all. You know, she got all the brothers. All the brothers, all up in her, you know, let me stop. But Dina later made a controversial follow-up appearance on Dr. Drew Life Changers. And Dina has also been featured on PerelsHilton.com, Fawcett.com, HuffingtonPost.com, just Huffington Post. And you can also catch her on The Lotus Squad on Cartoon Network. It's the number one show in its time slot, and it airs every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Please welcome the lovely Dina Jacobs to the side effect, y'all.
Hey, guys. It's Dina.
Welcome, Miss Lady. Thank you for...
Hi, guys.
Hi, baby. Hi. Thank you for coming on the show. I love you. I've been a fan.
Oh,
I've been on these blogs. I've been on YouTube looking at your videos, laughing my ass off, literally.
Girl. Well, I like to do that. I like to make people laugh. I like to give them the truth behind the entertainment in a very funny way. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times the truth is funny, and also the truth hurts. So... there you go. I'm giving it to you in a painful but funny way.
Absolutely. And you're basically saying what we all are saying. You know, some of us have the guts to actually say how we feel, and some, you know, we kind of sit back and play, you know, the background and be like, okay, yeah, she's right. But, you know, Kim's cool. Let's get to the first question. What came first, the reality shows or your rant?
Actually, the reality shows came first. I had a little series. I always wanted to, I saw YouTube, and I said, okay, YouTube is where it is. The internet is where it is. That's the future of entertainment. And so I started doing these little things called Dina Jacobs on Facebook. And it was just about, you know, a young woman trying to find love on the internet, you know, looking for her Barack Obama type man. And, you know, I did a few videos in that series. Nothing really happened. And so I decided, you know, I wanted to also do some things with acting and getting out here in Hollywood. And, you know, they don't make it easy for you, of course. And then it's really difficult right now because it's like they just want star factor. And so I said, where can I get in? And I saw reality TV had an opening. And they loved me. And so I began to, you know, go on these different reality TV auditions, and I started booking left and right. And then I got the show Hater. And they asked me, you know, how do you feel about a celebrity? You know, who do you hate? Why do you hate them? So I was like, oh, I hate Kim K. And so, you know, I went in and auditioned. They loved it. It was the pilot episode. And so they were going to use my story and Kim's story to sell the pilot, and it actually did get the show sold, but, you know, it eventually got canceled. But we got it, you know, up and running, and I had no idea that I was going to meet her, and they did surprise me, and she came in, and it was a really cool experience to actually meet the woman, you know, that has been kind of like, a lot of sisters have said to me, like, girl, you speaking things we've been feeling for years. You speaking the truth. Like, it was interesting to finally meet her face-to-face, especially after all the stuff I said. Because the rant that I released on YouTube, I did the rant after I did the audition. I went home and filmed the rant separately. And I just had the idea that, you know what, it's going to be really cool to release this on YouTube at the same time the show comes out. I think people will enjoy, because I already knew, you know, it's TV. They're going to edit it, cut it up however they want to cut it up. I didn't know how I was going to come off. Right. So I wanted to make sure that I was a little bit more in control of my image and uh-huh. what I represented. So, you know, and I like to give it to people raw. That's always been my thing. Like, people say, Dina, she going to tell you the truth, okay? You might not want to hear it. You might not like mm-hmm. it, but it's going to be the truth.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, Dina, what did Kim say to you during that, you know, that when you guys met, you connected? I'm sure she saw the videos. What did she have to say?
She did see the clips that they filmed of me, but I kept my YouTube video close to my vest. I didn't let them see that.
Okay.
I definitely probably went in a little more in depth and a little harsher on the video than mm-hmm. I did in the audition. But she was very humble about the whole thing. That's why I respect her at the end of the day. She knows where she came from. She don't have any cut cards about the whole situation. And she was just like, look, I don't owe y'all nothing.
Right.
I don't owe y'all nothing, bitch. I'm just trying to get this fame and this money. No, she didn't say it like that. But that's the impression that I got. Like she just understood, like, hey, I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. I'm a big-time celebrity. I mean, whatever. How you doing? You know? She was nice about it. She was receiving. And she understood that behind the hate is also some envy, a little jealousy and admiration of what someone is doing that you wish you could be doing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she was like, just give me a chance. Come on. You know, I said, like, I heard you're my number one fan. Like, all that kind of stuff. I was down with it. It was cool. It was cool to meet her. I mean, she has really changed the game. And I admire her for flipping that whole situation, which would have been very detrimental to most women, and building an empire off of it. I think about her. I think about Vanessa Williams doing the same thing. I think about a lot of women who have been dragged through the mud for whatever reason and who were able to climb out of that and build something upon it. And that's the beauty and strength of women at the end of the day.
Okay. That's it. You said that perfectly. You know, at the end of the day, we really have to unite because it's hard
mm-hmm.
out there, not only being a woman of color, but just a woman,
mm-hmm.
period. It's difficult in Hollywood. So kudos to you. Kudos to
you for
just remaining who you are. You know what I mean? Because it's difficult to, in Hollywood, they try to change you. They try to mold you into what they think you should be. And what I see from Dina, what I've seen so far, I've seen you remain, you know, who you are. You have your standard and you have your integrity and you continue to be Dina. And kudos to you, sister, for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tell me about your appearance on Dr. Drew's Life Change.
Oh, that was an amazing experience. Okay, so obviously they saw everything. I mean, the Kim K. Hater rant was all over the web, you know, on the blogs. It even, you know, my appearance with Kim K. was even being talked about on some of the mainstream media outlets. So, you know, the Dr. Drew show is like, hey, we need to get on this, like a lot of talk shows right after that episode came on in October. A lot of talk shows were in thinking about we're going to do something on black men dating white women type of thing. So I was approached by a couple of shows, but Dr. Drew was the show that I ended up going on, and they wanted to pit me against a black man who was very hurt. His name was Crazy Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very hurt, but, like, something was really going on with him. Something was special about him. And I saw that, you know. They wanted to have me and him kind of go at each other. And I was down for that at first. But then once I was backstage and I was watching this guy, I could see immediately that, no, this is something deeper. This is not fun. This is not games. This man has experienced some real trauma around black women, his relationships, probably with his mother, you
mm-hmm.
know, and or, you know, black women close to him. And so I just felt in that moment, you know, that I couldn't, you can't always fight fire with fire. I think the best way to create change is sometimes is to stand, you know, it's hard to articulate it. It's just something like, you know, comes over you where you have to just present yourself in a humble manner. And I learned something, I think, from even the experience with Kim. She could have came in and been, you know, some kind of way about it, but she was very humble, open, loving, like, please take a chance to get to know me. And I felt that I was inspired that in that moment to say, hey, you know, I feel your pain. I feel what you're going through. Let me say I'm sorry for whatever has happened to you, because I see that something is deeper than just us having a little fun on a show and, you know, putting these points out. Like, you know, he was going through something. And when you see that, I don't know about other people, but when I see that, a certain level of compassion overtakes me.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we're all human. And that's my brother right there. You know what I'm saying? So I felt I had to stand for, you know, the love that exists between black men and black women versus, you know, continuing with this hateful imagery in the face of a man that was in so much pain.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to love on him in that moment, you know, and yeah, just give him a hug. Just do exactly what I did. And then you see what he did. That was... But that just demonstrates that the pain was so deep. He was confused in that moment. He didn't even know. He didn't understand what was going on. He just was like, you know, that I can really talk about that. You know, I think in, you know, something that we're going through in our society right now with all of the hypersexualization.
Yes.
That men are really confused about what intimacy is. You know, what true intimacy is.
Mm-hmm.
And true intimacy is not whacking off to porn on the internet or, you know, grabbing a girl's booty. I'm giving this man a hug and connecting with him in a very intimate way to show him some love, like a mama would show love or a sister would show love. And then the only thing he could think to do is grab my booty. I can't even be mad at the brother, because at the end of the day, that's all he knew how to do. You know what I'm saying? He didn't know any different. You know how they say, Father, forgive him for he not know what he do. That's exactly what that moment. That's why I had a little smirk on my face. I'm like, this brother, he really is crazy, bro. He's confused. He thinks I'm trying to have sex with him. And I'm just trying to give him a hug tell him everything will be okay. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, Dina, that's why I love you. I really love your energy. You know, you and I have had a couple of off-the-air conversations, and I immediately felt your energy and your vibration.
Thank you.
Please don't lose that out there in Hollywood. Don't lose your
girl,
compassion.
I'm trying. I'm in the land of the fucking body soul snatches out this motherfucker. They are trying to get you, okay?
I know. Seriously,
listen up. This one's for you. Listen up. Hollywood out here snatching souls and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's zapping y'all souls out through the TV.
You are hilarious. Do you plan to hit the comedy scene and do some stand-up?
You know what? People have been, like, literally trying to beg me, beat me, push me, like, shove me. You got to do comedy. My thing is, I think we're, you know, I'm a chicken. I ain't going to lie. I'm a coward.
Right.
I'm afraid to get heckled. I saw that whole situation go down with Kramer, and I was just like, you know what? I don't know if I can handle it. You know, we talk about somebody that used to be on Jerry Seinfeld's show, you know, making millions, and they cracked his ass under the pressure. He went off on some shit, and now they got this social media motherfucker. You know, they taping your ass and shit, and
you fucked up.
Everybody make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker went off the deep end. We don't know what kind of pressure he was under. You know, the show got canceled. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
We don't know. And that's why I'm scared. I'm like, man, I don't know. Somebody get the heckling me up there. I might jump down in the audience. I don't know. It's like, Dina Jacobs, the gonk. I be on TV. That's when they put my ass on TMZ. Dina Jacobs, that crazy Kim K hater. Look at her. She's such a hateful bitch. Look at her. She done jumped down on somebody on the comedy. You know, I'm like... I don't know if I can handle the pressure, frankly.
Oh, God, and it's so funny.
I just like to do it on YouTube because I feel like it's a safe distance, you know what I'm saying?
It's safe, right.
It's a safe distance that I can choose, I can think on shit, I can come back later, and I can be calm about it, you know what I'm saying? But you know what,
right.
Honestly,
that's exactly how it would go down. They will throw you under the bus and make you out to be this evil person and everything. So I really
and I'd be like, shit, I was having a bad day. You know, I was having a bad day. I thought I was going to get the pilot, and I didn't get it. I got the phone call before I went on stage, and then you heckled me. That was it. I was going to move some ass that day anyway. It just happened to be you.
You are so crazy.
But no, I just, go ahead.
Tina, now, you were on Dr. Drew's Life Changes. Now, I was reading some of your fans' posts on YouTube, and a lot of want to know if Dr. Drew actually worked for you.
If Dr. Drew worked for me?
Yeah, did he, you know, was going on, did going on his show help you within your life? Did that help you?
Did it life change me?
Yeah.
Let me see. That's a good question. That one's deep. Let me think for a minute. Not really. I would say that it did give me an opportunity to shift my vibration to show, you know, a different side of Dina, because people do, you know, associate me with scathing criticisms and the angry. I'm the quintessential angry black bitch, or as one journalist called me, America's angry black bitch. You know, so it gave me an opportunity to shift that vibration a little bit and show people a softer side. But did it change my life? Not. I don't know. Maybe. I need to think on that. That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Now,
but I had a great
experience
there.
I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here. You know, watching your videos, some may say that you come off being the typical bitter black woman.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I love it. I love it. Please, thank you. I appreciate it. You have to embrace the angry black bitch in order to release her.
There you go.
There's going to be, you know, shit, we got reasons to be angry, okay? I mean, these motherfuckers trip me out, okay? They trip me all the way the fuck out.
Why are you guys so angry? I don't understand. You're so angry. What's going on? Oh, she's angry.
Anything we do, we angry. And we speak up about something, angry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Excuse me, angry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, anything
yes.
we do, is because we walk in the room, that is an angry black bitch right there. You know, so it's like they love it. Because they like the power that it brings, and they love the truth and the realness. But also, when you look behind the anger, there's pain.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime somebody's very angry, there's a pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have to embrace the angry black bitch and have fun with her. And then just take her, you know, take her to the end so we can look at every side of her, allow
right.
her to just express that anger, allow her to speak her truth. And then hopefully from that she will be healed. She will transform. And that's what, you know, I wanna do with Dina, you know, is I wanna allow her to speak her peace, speak her truth, say everything, entertain you guys, and 'cause they love it. Hollywood loves the angry black bitch. They all over Basketball Wives, all them TV. What they got, the Atlanta Housewives and all them angry
yes.
bitches. They look fabulous, but they angry as shit walking around in Louis Vuitton and shit, driving Mercedes, mad as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And everybody watch them sisters. I don't care who they are, Asian chicks, white, black, everybody. Be watching. Like, did you see that? Did you see what NeNe did? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So it's like, you know that there's a fascination with this angry black woman because for so long, we've had so much stuff we had to carry. It was so heavy for, you know, all this time, all these centuries. And now we, you know, I think a little bit of it is the men thing. You know, after finally being able to achieve so much and then not having the man there beside you, you know, with the breakdown of the family. And then I think another part of it is we're still not getting the recognition, even though we do have the Oprahs and the Michelle Obamas and, you know, other sisters who are forging ahead. I think in general we're still feeling like we're under-recognized, underappreciated. And that's what I was touching on in the Kim K rant. Just like, you know, okay, you know, now all the white girls got a booty. Now the last thing we had was the fat ass. We was holding on to that, and we still could get our men, and the men couldn't leave. The men couldn't leave that alone. You know, that was the one thing. They said, man, the sisters got an attitude, but the booty is banging. You know, they were stuck. And then it's like, no, we got some new shit. We got these implants and these injections. You know, everybody has ass now. Fuck you, black bitches, once again. we came up on you one more time. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you gonna, they're like, how the fuck are you guys going to get over that, huh? How are you going to get over that one? So we're like, fuck yeah! So Dean is here to represent. Exactly. So Dean is here to represent. She's here to speak the truth and break all this shit all the way down and just
I'm telling
hope you guys
you,
are entertained.
You break it down to the bottom. That's for sure. You keep it 1,000.
Yeah.
I can't even say 100 because your ass is off the meter. You keep it 1,000 with yours. And I love
that's,
it. I love every
yeah,
moment
that's,
of it.
So let me just say this. You know, some people get real, you know, offended by the things that I say. And that's okay because everybody's entitled to their opinion. But one of the things I really appreciate, and I want to say this right now to everybody who is a fan because I'm still a bit on the underground. I'm an underground artist. Share the work. If you like it, share it. You know, if it's entertaining to you, you know, feel free. Make comments. Come holler at me on my Facebook or my Twitter account. I interact right now. I have the time, shall I say, and the ability to interact and communicate very openly with people out there in the community. And I accept all opinions, you know, and I like to joke around, and some people want me to roast them, and I do. But, you know, Dina is here to really, like, show you why we are so angry with the Amber Rose rant, with the Basketball Wives rant, with, you know, the Kim K rant, with the stuff, the appearances on reality TV. I want to represent, as Dina Jacobs, I want to represent the totality of the angry black woman. That's what I'm here to do. And so I want you guys to enjoy that. I want you to get mad at her. I want you to laugh with her. I want you to cry with her. I want you to just see this evolution of the angry black woman as she exposes the truth, as she pulls down the curtain on all this shit.
Love it. Love it.
Now, that's what
you're
she
not only
do.
Doing your,
you know what I'm
you're
saying?
Not
like,
only doing your
this shit is a sham.
You're not only
you know what
doing
I mean?
Your... You're not only doing your rants on YouTube, but you're also on Lotus Squad on Cartoon Network, which is the number one show in its time slot right now. Tell us about that. How did you hook up with Tyler, the creator?
I got so lucky. He's another little anarchist, little rebellious motherfucker. I love him to death. I got lucky. Doing my reality stuff, you know, I came into contact with a producer at Dick House Entertainment, Nate Lee. Love him to death. Great guy. We connected, and we had lunch after that, like a couple months after. And he was like, you know, what are you trying to do? What's your deal? You know, who are you? Tell me all about you. So, you know, we sat down. I just ran my mouth about all this, this, and the other. He's like, okay. And that was it, you know. He was like, if I ever have anything, I'll use you. I was like, okay. Months went by. Next thing you know, I got a text, and he was like, hey, doing this new project. Are you interested? Next thing you know, I'm on set. I didn't know who these young guys were. Tyler had just won the MTV New Artist Award.
Yes.
I had to call my brother, get him to go on, you know, research. Who is Tyler the Creator? I don't know. You know, so we're trying to figure it out. In the meantime, I'm doing a sketch with them, and I'm just doing my thing, you know. And so we did the sketch. We had a great time. I love their energy. They love my energy, and they invited me back. And so I did a couple of more sketches with them. And something I just noticed once I began to figure out who they were is I said, these little young dudes, like a lot of people in the older generation don't really see who they are, what they're doing right now. And I just say to you guys who are over the age of, you know, 25, 30, take a look at them and what they're doing. These are some young entrepreneurs. These are young artists. I mean, that boy is gifted in so many areas. He draws, he raps, he acts. He comes out, he shoots his own videos. You know, he's coming up with concepts. I mean, this is a talented young brother, and the anarchy that he expresses is it speaks to the younger generation, just like the anarchy and the rebelliousness that I speak to speaks to an older generation. You guys can identify with what I'm talking about because this is stuff that, you know, coming up in our age, in our era, you know, we experienced and we heard from our elders. He's expressing something that the general youth population is feeling right now in their discontent with how things have ended up based on what we've done before. And I think that's what he recognized in me and I recognize in him, that we're, you know, we have a similar disposition in the way that we're approaching entertainment. You know, we're using it. We're getting back to that original art form. So I'm so excited to be working with them. I hope to continue working with them in the future. And I support what they do. I don't always get everything they do. I'm going to be real.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't always understand everything they do. And sometimes I'll be like, what are they on? But at the same time, I try to keep my mind open. I try to keep my mind open, you know, and I try to, you know, see and try to understand and connect with the youth, because that's what we have to do. We can't turn our back on the youth. We got to try to connect with them and understand them. We don't want them to be displaced, because that's when they start getting out in the streets and throwing firebombs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Tyler, the creator, he's out there. That Negro is past the moon right now, but he's very talented.
He's built an empire already. He's already set the foundation for his empire, and I'm glad to, you know, be somewhat a part of it. I hope to collaborate with him more.
That's great. Now, what other projects do you have going on? I know you're going to be appearing on a new reality show called Love for Sale. Tell us about that.
I shot that last year as a pilot. I shoot a lot of reality pilots. It's kind of funny. They, you know, for some reason they like my energy, my personality. So I was able to booked that job. We went on a cruise to Mexico. They had some younger guys on there. You're going to see a fun and frisky side of Dina.
Can you tell us if you found love on that cruise?
I had some fun. I'm just going to say that.
Hey, everybody.
I can't give away too much.
Okay, everybody, you guys have to watch Love for Sale, and that's on Lifetime, right?
That's on Lifetime. Yep, Tuesday nights at 10. And I don't have the exact air date of my particular episode, but stay tuned. If you look at the trailers, you'll see clips of me on the trailers, and it'll let you know when I'm airing. And then I have one other show, Love Addiction, which is on TV1, and that's going to be interesting too. It's a challenge in the relationship arena. So I'm kind of facing some challenges in interpersonal relationships between Dina and her men. And so you guys can have a look at that, you know, in different avenues, TV1, Lifetime, and then you can see me do a little comedy stuff on the Loiter Squad on the Cartoon Network.
Love it. Now, I'm going to ask you a question.
And that's all for now.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get all up in Dina's business real quick.
Oh, God.
Dina, are you single?
Everybody asks me this. Well, yeah, I hate saying yes because it makes me feel like a failure.
No, not at all. Not at all. But another question: Are you looking for Mr. Right or Mr. Right now?
Oh, I want Mr. Right. Is it Mr. Right now? Has happened time and a time and a time and again. And it's time to move on to just Mr. Right. It's time to get Mr. Right on, you know, I need him by my side right here so we can, you know, do our thing and, you know. I don't want to be alone when I blow up.
I hear you. So just in case Mr. Right is listening right now, what does Mr. Right need to have in order to be a part of Miss Dina Jacobs' life?
Ooh, wee. A Bentley? No, I'm just kidding. Ooh, mansion, by the sea. No, I'm just kidding. What does Mr. Wright really need? Mr. Wright needs to have an open heart. He needs to communicate honestly. And, of course, we need to have chemistry. You know, I understand, you know, everybody's got their pain. Everybody has their hurt. But I think if you communicate openly and, you know, he also needs to have a willingness to move forward because, ooh, I've been having some stalemate situations with a couple of men in my life where it's like you just throw up your hands. You're like, brother, we're going to do this. We're not going to do this. What are we doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What are we doing? Because, you know, if you ain't feeling it, then let me just move on. Please. Let us know. It ain't no hard feelings. You know?
Deuces.
Yeah, right. Like, it's so okay. We can still be friends. You know, I hit you up on Twitter. You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking for what every woman's looking for. You're looking for love and acceptance. You know, you're looking for someone who's going to be a team player, who's in it for the long haul. You're looking for loyalty. Mm-hmm. You're looking for affection. You're looking for someone that you can be friends with. I really would love to marry my best male friend, you know. I want us to be great friends and laugh a lot and have fun and enjoy each other. Those images that they portray on TV of married people, ooh,
crazy.
I don't even know why I still want to do it. Yeah, but it's because I believe, I live in a fantasy world, so I believe that you can be happily married. I believe it, like a dumbass. That's probably why I'm still single. Because I'm going to be trying to have some fantasy dream shit all up in my head that sold me through Disney and shit.
Gina, you are crazy.
I know.
I like to ask. This is like a Psy Effect signature question that I like to ask everyone that I interview. Tell us one thing that nobody knows about Dina Jacobs.
One thing that nobody knows about Dina Jacobs.
That one thing that you keep kind of guarded, or, you know, that one crazy thing that you like to do that nobody knows. Like, do you dig a booger at the red light? You know.
Oh, yeah, everybody do that, though. Yeah, I like that. I mean, sometimes you got to get in there, and that's the best time to do it. You're isolated, you know, alone.
Do you like to pass gas and sniff it yourself, you know?
Oh, Lord. You know what? They got on Jenny McCartney when she was on the toilet taking a shit after that. Her career went down the tank. So I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I would say probably the biggest secret that's no secret to the people around me, but probably something that most of my fans and the general public doesn't know. I'm extremely lonely. There you go.
Oh, someone just beautiful. You're beautiful, you're talented, you're funny, and you're lonely, mama.
Yeah, LA is a lonely place.
We're going to change that. We're going to take that lonely word out of the universe, and we're going to find you a companion. So we're going to put positive energy in the universe, and we're going to find Dina Jacobs by next year, and she's going to have that stud on her arm. How about that?
Yes. Dina is going to get her a man.
There you go.
Hey. You know what? I'm about to hold up. I'm going to call Mark Burnett right now because you know he involved in a lawsuit, right? The brother Soul saying no black bachelorette. I'm calling Mark Burnett right now, girl. You done gave me an idea. I'm going to be the first black bachelorette on the motherfucker.
Yes.
Mark Burnett, can you help a sister out?
Yes.
She's lonely over here. She's starving.
That would be perfect. I can see that. Listen, let me know what I can do to help you make that happen, because I can see that on television.
They got to get their image right. They got to get it right now. So, you know, they got to hurry up and do some damage control. Now, Dina would be the number one candidate. They got to do the damage control.
You are crazy. Dina, are you on Twitter, social networking sites, so people can connect with you?
Absolutely. You guys hit me up at Dina Jacobs, D-E-N-A Jacobs. Facebook, you can like the fan page. Again, I'm always on the social networks, time permitting. You know, I have my days, I go on there, and I'm just all day chopping it up, laughing with the fans. You can find my videos if you do a search on YouTube, Dina Jacobs Rants, Dina Jacobs Lost Tapes. Just put Dina Jacobs in there. You're going to pull up a bunch of stuff. And then the final thing is, if you want to see clips from some of my reality work, as well as just kind of find everything in one place and make it easy for you, you can go to my website, which is newamericandivas.com, and just click on Dina, and, you know, you can have a fun time there. You can see all the videos, all the work I've done over the past couple of years, and just have a great time laughing at me and laughing at all the silly, dumb, crazy stuff that a girl will do.
I hear you, Dina. I want to thank you.
Love.
I want to thank you for coming on the Psy Effect show. Like I said, you know, someone introduced me to you, and I'm a fan forever now. So I'm a supportive of everything you do. Whatever you
thank
do,
you
are welcome. You're very welcome. You're welcome to come on the Psy Effect to promote what you're doing. And maybe, you know, maybe you can come on and co-host when we have some relationship problems. You know, you can come on here and be like, yo, this is what I'm experiencing as a single woman. Let me tell you how it really is.
Girl, I'd love to do me some hosting. Might take over. I would love to do that. Thank you for even suggesting that. I really appreciate you, and congratulations for what you're doing. You did share some things with me, and I am impressed. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. So thank you so much, sisters. I appreciate your support. And to all the fans out there, new ones, old ones, thank you so much for joining us and supporting us. And y'all keep tuning in to Sky. She got some good stuff to say.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. And with that said, thank you for joining me today, Dina. And thank you all in Cyberworld for checking out the show today. You can catch me. I am Sai. I am on every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on the West Coast, 11 a.m. I know some of y'all don't get up too early on the West Coast, but you can always catch the show archive if you miss it. And you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheSaiEffect, or you can just lock this number in your cell phone, 323-784-9635, and click save the Sai Effect. Don't just put my name there, because I don't want your wives and your girlfriends and dudes, you know, download dudes, your boyfriends. I don't want y'all calling me talking about who is Sai, you know. So put the Sai Effect radio show, 323-784-9635, and catch my girl Dina Jacobs. I'm going to be putting her video on the site. It's going to be on my fan page. All of you guys, if you're on Facebook, you can follow me on, well, you can click my fan page, the like button, www.thesaieffect fan page. That's on Facebook. And you can also link with me on I Am Sai. So I'm going to be posting her videos and stuff. If you want to, hey, you got to check my girl out. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. So if you don't like what the hell she's saying, you can just watch her. You can just put the mute button and just watch her.
If y'all like what I'm saying, you can put some comments out there. It'll be fun.
Yes, and she responds. She's not a robot. She just don't sit there and read what you guys say. She responds. She interacts.
I do.
And
I do.
A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't do that. So check her out, Dina Jacobs. Absolutely. Check her out, Dina Jacobs. And I am Sai, and I'll see you next week. Until then, spread peace and love.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Sai Effect.